From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Prime Minister speaks. Britain's crisis deepened Monday as British and EU officials scrambled to deal with the shock of the British voters' decision to leave the European Union. British Prime Minister David Cameron, who resigned Friday as a result of the Brexit vote, today addressed Parliament.
Mr. Speaker, the British people have voted to leave the European Union. It was not the result I wanted, nor the outcome that I believe is best for the country I love. But there can be no doubt about the result. Of course, I don't take back what I said about the risks. It is going to be difficult. We've already seen that there are going to be adjustments within our economy, complex constitutional issues, and challenging new negotiation to undertake with Europe. But I am clear, and the Cabinet agreed this morning, that the decision must be accepted and the process of implementing the decision in the best possible way must now begin.
Secretary of State John Kerry was in Brussels today, and he articulated the point of at least the Obama administration.
The vote did not come out the way President Obama and I and others hoped that it would, but that's democracy, and we respect the rights of the voters, and we respect the process. So it is now incumbent on leaders to implement the will of the people and to do so in a way that is responsible, sensitive, thoughtful, and I hope strategic.
Well, thanks to Brexit, we have turmoil on the global stock markets with prices falling in the U.S. and Europe. Earlier Monday, a key index in Japan recovered some of the drastic losses it saw in Friday's trading. In New York, the Dow and the S&P were off more than 1% in Monday's early trading. London's FTSE fell by 2%. Worries that EU will hurt the British economy pushed the value of the British pound down even further. This is